This is Batchy for Blokes.
Mate. Welcome to the finale of Batchy for Blokes. Although, we're going to come back next week and do The Bachelorette because, let's be honest,
legit,
we're all just...
We're tolerating
The Bachelor so we can get to Sophie Monk.
To get to the good stuff.
My name's Jackie Kosolke. With me, Joe Thornley, who you can find on two other podcasts. One is Zealot about cults. And what did you do this week?
Hello. Will I do that later?
Yeah, no, do it now.
Hello. I'm a terrible pencil drawing of myself. I am an unexpected guest this week. In fact, they posted it this morning on My Favourite Murder.
Wow. Okay. So that's a podcast.
What do you mean?
And when you were telling me
it's
about
this podcast,
well, they got you up to talk about a podcast in your local. A murder in your local area, and I was like, I grew up in Coffs Harbour. No one gets murdered
okay,
in Coffs Harbour.
That was incidental. They got me up there to moonwalk.
Did they?
I went to the live show. I tweeted at them during the day that if they got tired of talking, that I was really good at moonwalking, and I wasn't expecting them to, but they totally called me on it. It was so exciting.
That's awesome.
Oh, and can I just say, if it wasn't for sweeping shots of Thailand and kissing, these two episodes would be 2 minutes long.
100%. Like, we love you, Maddie, because you told us a story about poo this year on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just lost my boner for it.
Yep. Speaking of which, I have a question about shooting in Thailand. How does he, well, the whole series really.
Yeah.
How do they tape his stiffy down?
Yeah, because especially
in
that,
the humidity of Thailand, it'd be difficult.
Yeah, and also I wondered that in that scene when he went on that date with Alora and it got a bit sexy in the water, I was like,
there was a lack of, groping this year. Yeah, bring back groping.
You know, Alex and Richie were just hands, hands.
Yeah, because the kisses were kind of, I mean, I know they're always closed mouth and virginal, but... They left me completely cold.
Agreed. So Wednesday night's episode, there were three girls left. Tara, Elise, and Laura.
Love is a lie.
And there was a single date with each, which involved high-powered adrenaline.
Well, my theory for that episode
there
was
a
that,
steam train. But
was that my theory was that the more he liked them, the closer to death he took them.
100%. He tried to kill all of the bachelorettes this year.
But that's like he... Okay, so he jumped off a cliff with Laura on Wednesday night.
Is that hang gliding? Is that what it's
paragliding?
Called?
Paragliding. Yeah. And he took Tara in a seaplane. But with Elise, they went on a steam train that went about 28 kilometres an hour.
That's what I thought too. So then the whole episode, to be fair, was just them... Talking
and kissing. Oh, but Maddie did apparently have drawing lessons. I hope you can hear the inverted commas there. And redid his portrait of Laura.
So that was their very first date where they drew a portrait of each other. And Joe's recap to The Bachelor, you can find it Yahoo7/B. And Joe took Maddie's picture of Laura and superimposed it onto Laura's actual head.
I'm an avant-garde pioneer, Jackie.
So when he redrew Laura, I texted Joe and I was like, please tell me you are photoshopping
already
now.
Done. Already done.
Yeah, and their date was a bit like, I don't know. Okay, and you've spoken about this previously. I get really shitty in this stage of The Bachelor where they're forcing the girls to tell him that they love him, yet he can't say it back to them.
Yeah.
Just it's painful to watch.
It's like watching one of those a girl with a male version of one of those Japanese sex pillows.
Yes.
It's like they can do all the talking and all the emotion and he just sits there.
And it just makes him look like cardboard.
More so than usual.
More so than usual.
Yes.
And we met him in person.
And I have to mention it every time. Held hands behind his back.
We need to get Sophie Monk in, P.S.
Oh, don't even. I just.
Yeah.
Just weed a bit.
I know. It's so exciting. Oh. Anyway, so Wednesday night, blah, blah, blah.
But they also like hang out. And then only writing's on the wall. I reckon this entire series has been foreshadowing. And wait till we get to the Thursday night episode because I've got a couple of theories there. Mm. Both Laura and Tara. That's the opposite of foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But they got couches. But Elise, for her after date, she's sitting on the ground near a campfire.
I enjoyed how savage he was this year, though. I really did.
It was kind of brutal.
Yeah. So
you're done. Bye.
Yeah, pretty much. We're halfway through a date. I just can't see a romantic future for us. Bye.
Yeah, also, yeah, it's a surprise to me too. P.S. There's a car waiting.
I did enjoy when Tara saw him and she was walking down. She's like, oh, my God, two of my favourite things are Seaplane and Matty J.
She didn't say, oh, my God. She said, sick.
Oh, sick. Two of my favourite things. Matty J and a Seaplane.
Yeah. And a top knot. She...
So I feel like we're rushing through this, but that's really all what happened on Wednesday night.
Because we're
night.
Doing the opposite of what the producers did.
Right. So then we're at the Rosatorium.
But also after the... Before, they'd get cocktail party and they'd get activities and they'd get drinks. This is just 5 seconds of them in slow-mo looking off into the middle distance.
God, can you imagine filming that if you were like the cameraman going, okay, now I need you to look like you're really, you know, in love. Yeah. Now I need you to look like you really
think. We're just going to zoom in on your manicure for a sec.
Oh, okay. Or if you're Laura, we're going to zoom in on your jewellery because you have a jewellery business. Maddie sent home Tara. Your face.
Twitter was amazing and really supportive. I felt like, you know, I didn't feel alone. Dude, why wouldn't you want that in your face every day?
I really enjoyed Twitter. There was one that someone had taken a screenshot of a Simpsons episode with an angry mob with torches. Yeah, yeah. It's like, Maddie. The thing was when he dumped her, he went outside and she, you could see she was upset, but she was also like, yeah, sweet, I'm done. The Bachelor got upset. He started to choke up.
Yeah, because he knew he was letting an amazing magical unicorn go.
And most of Australia down because we were like, well, it's a foregone conclusion now.
And you know, she said to that driver, Macca's drive through and Dan Murphy's. Step on it.
Sick. Bye, Tara. We love you.
We miss you. We miss you so much.
Love you. And you looked gorgeous on Wednesday night.
Come and co-host our Bachelorette version.
Yeah.
Do it.
100%. Let's talk to that lady at Channel 10 we met.
Yeah. That one whose name we remember.
So then we're on to the finale, which was a 2-hour episode. It was hard. It was hard viewing.
I had to watch it twice.
I know you did.
Every time I saw a sweeping shot of the landscape, I took a screenshot. Yeah, my computer exploded.
It was beautiful. Like, the scenery was beautiful. And well done, Channel 10, on your scenic shots.
Yeah. Can I also just say that throughout this, it paid off, I think. Well, yeah. as much as anything can. Throughout the series, whenever I saw someone going, oh, with an open mouth, I took a screenshot and I knew I was investing in something. So I made a collage.
It's on your social medias, isn't it?
On the B recap.
Yeah, fantastic. So I missed the first 20 minutes of the episode, Joe.
Okay.
Because I was at cat yoga. This is a thing that happened last night. So,
Did it hurt? Did you say me, ow?
No, look, the cat yoga was fun. It was all rescue cats, and so you donate.
I would pop a couple of antihistamines.
And I laid out my yoga mat, and the instructor goes, oh, do you want to use one of our mats? And I was like, no, this is my fancy mat. I really like it. And then this old mate cat's come over and is like, scratch, scratch, scratch. I'm like,
you were warned.
I know, so I couldn't get mad. But then we were doing downward.
Cats be cats, yo. I don't know what
Then
I
we
say.
Were doing downward dog, and she was like, okay, 5 breaths here. And I didn't realise I'd set up my yoga mat right where the poo is. And like two cats,
Okay, that's a T-shirt.
Yep.
No, it's your memoirs. Set up my yoga mat right where the poo is, the Jackie Kosolke story.
So anyway, I had a weird night, but I got home. Just after this bit.
Okay, so here's what you need to know about that. Maddie's mum is the ritziest old boiler ever.
Yeah.
She's like Glamour Nan.
Yeah, I imagine she would be like Eastern Suburbs.
Yeah, Nan. I mean, she's not really Nan yet, but yeah. She's, you know, she's fit and trim.
Yep.
And she's just cool. Mm. And I don't think she takes any shit.
Right.
And Maddie's three brothers were there. And... I'm going to say this really nicely, but first of all, she's like, oh, well, if things don't work out with you and Maddie, there's, you know, three other brothers to choose from. And
I'm sorry, what? Did she?
Yeah. She said that to Elise, I think. And I am of the opinion that if things didn't work out with Maddie, there's a maximum of two other brothers to choose from. But also, they didn't even look related. It's like they all just rolled down a hill covered in Velcro facial features.
So So I saw a screen grab of this on Twitter and it was like, well, Maddie won the gene pool.
There was one other hot one though.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, there were three other hot ones. I'm so sorry.
Hang on. There's a sister and four boys. There's five. There's five Johnson kids.
There's five Johnsons.
Wow. And now tell me.
Mrs. Johnson can sure pop them out.
And I believe one of the brothers asked Elise an inappropriate question.
Oh, yeah. How many lovers have you had?
Right.
I would have just to see his face, I would have just said 364.
So the family meetings were pretty much like the episode we hate, which is the home visits, but
yeah,
in reverse. Except,
and Elise, the only notable thing really, Elise was good and Laura just talked the caboose off a train.
Which is weird because she wasn't very chatty in the mansion, was she? She was just sort of...
She was on that first date.
Yeah.
But don't ask her about her business. Juliana, I love jewellery. My mum was a jeweller and I was like, I want to do something. And it was just amazing and I love it and I've got a shop and I do jewellery. Do you want to see some? It was painful.
Was she doing jazz hands with her many rings as she was saying that?
She was so many hand expressions. She was semaphore. Semaphore Laura. Semi-Laura. No, I took it too far.
Then there were the final dates after that, right?
Yeah, and another one on a date that they're not allowed inside. They did not get the keys to one boat this year.
I thought of you. I thought you would, yeah, I thought of you as that happened. So that was the date with Elise. They went on a boat. Then they got in canoes. The boat was parked. Oh, why didn't you just bring the boat all the way in? I didn't understand that. And then they got off the boat in canoes and canoed
to a beach.
To the beach in swimmers. And then
had a pash.
Had a pash on the couch.
No, then they went to a couch.
And
had a pash.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There was And I was watching this going, he's just not into her.
Well, she got the dud date.
Yeah.
Because Laura gets a helicopter.
Yeah.
An elephant.
Yeah, that's right.
And a gondola and a couch.
So when
foreshadowing.
When Maddie and Laura were on the elephant date, there was so many trunk jokes. I thought Joe's recap's going to be awesome.
Mate, I got a screenshot where the elephant's trunk is just emerging out of the water in front of Maddie and spraying. I just, you know.
No caption required.
Is there a walkley? We didn't have a foot coming out of a car this year.
Yes!
So I was paying all this attention to
Yes!
And they only showed, I think they only showed Elise's, this is in the getting ready montage. They only showed Elise's feet. So I was like, that's the foot we'll see coming out of a car.
Yeah.
Little did I know they were going to be lifted out of a boat across a beach.
Yes. And always, the loser always comes out first.
Yes. But.
Yeah.
What I should have paid attention to, it only occurred to me later. Mm. I knew something was off. Something was weird.
Mm.
Laura wasn't wearing a single ring. When she was getting ready, every single other scene, the entire series she's been in, 15 rings minimum.
So what they do on The Bachelor is they give the bachelor an engagement ring and I reckon they sit there and go, just propose, just propose, just propose, just propose. Yeah. And they never do, although Blake Garvey did.
And they go, no.
But to Elise, wow, it's so, so brutal. So brutal being broken up with like that.
Yes. However, I don't think Maddie ever felt like she was even top two.
No.
But interestingly, I don't think she was into it.
Yeah, right.
I really don't think she was that into it.
Yeah. Well, and also our friend Jana just...
Because there was this brutal scene when she's leaving. She had to go up some stairs and she had a corseted dress.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how thin you are.
And she's
that's
so fit.
Squeezing out.
She's an athlete. Oh, she's
completely.
So fit.
So this wasn't actual fat, but we have to call it back fat. Elise, that's what it's called.
Elise, we think you're banging.
Completely. But she's filmed from beneath with the non-fat back fat spilling out over this corset. And every girl in Australia went, oh.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to break someone's heart, then pay them the stylistic courtesy to not film them from beneath.
Yeah. And our friend Jenna, who worked in TV production, was like, well, she must have pissed off a cameraman. Yeah. but she's okay. She's cool. My friend ran into her in the street the other day.
There's no doubt in anyone's mind that she's the most well-adjusted.
She's like, I'm sweet. I've just moved to Sydney. Life's good. So good for you, Elise.
Yep.
Carry on. Then blah, 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 Laura won.
Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, how dare you give me a ring I didn't design myself?
I know. And I like how he was like, oh, I've got a ring for you on your right hand.
Yeah. Don't get clingy, bitch.
I would like to say it was a nice ring as far as rings go. Last year's was gross. The year before was the most disgusting ring I've ever seen in my life. Do you remember that ring?
I have just realised with you saying that I do not notice rings.
Oh, God. Okay.
I notice when they waste time taking us, when they visit the ring designer.
This ring, right? Oh, my God. Okay, so it was Sam and Schnez. And it was the size of from, you know, the whole knuckle. And it was yellow gold and yellow diamond.
No.
I just sort of think yellow gold and yellow diamonds.
Look, if you're about
never.
To buy a ring for your lady, just call us. Yeah, we'll give you an individual session.
Yellow gold and yellow diamonds. Never. No. So, yeah, anyway, Laura won, blah, 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 at the end.
And now I reckon we're going to, we'll hear from them whenever they have a major life event.
Yeah.
If one of them becomes gay, for example. if there'll be a rush on her jewelry.
Yeah.
Anyone that's a big open bachelor watcher.
Yeah.
A watcher,
yeah. Which is what we are.
We're watchers. That has a birthday in the next 2 months, they're getting jewellery from that shop,
yes,
guaranteed.
100%.
She's, all Laura's doing today is going through her shop and marking everything up 20%.
And fielding orders. I'm happy for them. They were the most suited out of everyone.
Oh, and it was obvious from the beginning. I almost feel manipulated that we weren't manipulated this year. They even chose one of the least likely competitors as her main competitor.
Do you know what I will take out of this, though? What I did enjoy about Maddie in this season, and we've spoken about this before, if you're going to break up with someone, rip the Band-Aid off and be really honest.
Do it. Be honest.
Do it straight away.
None of this faffing.
No.
And I reckon...
don't take them to Thailand and film them on national TV, but...
Yeah. And after the second date, no ghosting.
Yes.
Do you reckon that's a fair amount of leeway? That up to this, up to maybe the second... It's still impolite and we'll still badmouth you to anyone who listens.
Correct.
After the second date...
Yes.
Ghosting is illegal.
Ghosting is the scourge of dating.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't do it, but I understand the impulse to do it because it's...
Yeah.
You don't have to face up to anything scary.
Yeah.
I'm too nice, obviously. I'm notorious.
I know you are.
Yeah.
You are so freaking nice. Like this last year, right? And Joe could be so clever and just fully nail someone without them even realizing initially.
I like where this is going.
Last year, another media personality slighted my Joe Thornley. I'm going to have to explain this to you afterwards with the mics off.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, did you tell that person blah, blah, blah? She's like, no, it's fine. Peace and love to everyone. I was like, no, no.
I'm curious now. I can't remember this. See? Colorblind, but for
it,
meanness.
It rhymes with Posey Shorterland.
Oh. Right. Yeah, there's room for everyone.
That's not. There is absolutely not. Yeah, ghosting. Don't ghost ever. The end. Do not ghost.
Okay.
Oh, even I went on a date with this guy, one date, and then I just wasn't vibing it. I wasn't vibing it halfway through the date, right?
Right.
And then he just kept on texting me and texting me and texting me and texting me. And I just was like, mate, and I was on the verge of ghosting because the texting was too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just had to go. I was like, I'm really sorry, I'm not vibing it, you know.
Yeah.
Best of luck, blah, 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 blah. And then kept on sending me text messages after that. I'm like, mate. So that's season 5 of The Bachelor.
Oh, we're done.
We're going to be here next week and do The Bachelorette because
100%.
I like what I see so far. I like what I see.
Oh, it's going to be really hard for us to say things that she said without kind of mimicking her.
Yeah. And if we do this, Sophie, please know that we're doing it with love and respect.
So much love.
So much love for you. And what I love about The Bachelorette is the men, the bachelors, the suitors, are bitchier than the women.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Don't you remember the big W models from last year?
Yeah. Well, if you like basic, then yes.
No, we're here for this. So that's season 5 of The Bachelor. Good luck to Maddie J and Laura. Fingers. Always wearing rings.
Are you sure you want to phrase that like that?
Good luck to Maddie J and Laura, jewellery designer.
Yeah, there we go. And this is my final sign-off for this series is dedicated to Tara. So like a magical unicorn made out of that exact chocolate you like that appeared so briefly and then galloped away. We gone.